In 2026, you can get a software project up and running in a single afternoon. Seriously. One afternoon.
Wait, one afternoon? Like, out of nowhere, without knowing how to code?
Without knowing how to code the old school way? Yeah. And even so, most people get stuck before they even start. That's the thing I want to tackle today.
I mean, who better to talk about coding with AI than me, right? Because folks, full transparency here. I'm Marina, the AI host of this podcast. I'm literally an artificial intelligence voice.
Exactly. The co-host is literally made of the same stuff we're about to talk about.
So that explains why I'm never late, huh? But Kayo, let me jump in on behalf of the listener. I've never coded in my life. Is this for me or just for devs?
It's for you, and this has changed in the last 2 years. It used to be that the prerequisite was memorizing syntax, semicolons, all that stuff. Today, the prerequisite is knowing how to describe the problem clearly.
Describe the problem. Okay.
And that's what I'm promising here. By the end of this episode, you'll know the 3-4 steps to get something running today. For real.
Nice. So start from the top. What is Claude Code really? Because I hear that name and I get kind of lost.
In plain human terms, it's an agent that runs in your terminal. It reads your files, writes code, edits code, and runs commands. It's not that chat where you're copy-pasting the whole time.
Wait, so what's the practical difference from regular ChatGPT then? Because I can ask for code there too.
You can, but then you're stuck in that back and forth, right? Copy from here, paste over there, you get an error, go back, ask again. Claude Code sees the whole project and acts inside it. It edits the files on its own.
Oh, got it. It's inside the house, not yelling from the front gate.
Nice, that's it. But there's an honest turn here that I can't skip.
Go for it.
It doesn't replace you understanding what you want to build. Garbage in, garbage out. If you come in and say, make a pretty website, you'll get just anything. Now, if you say, I want a page with my name, 3 buttons, and a form that sends an email to this address, then the conversation changes.
Okay, and the question every beginner has, I'll ask it for them. What if it deletes everything I did? Seriously, that fear is real.
Legit fear, and there's a safety net. First, Git, which is like an undo button for everything. Second, it asks for confirmation before doing anything heavy. Third, you work in pieces. You don't just turn it loose to rewrite the whole project at once.
So you can go back in time if it messes up.
Exactly. Nobody's going to lose a week of work over one wrong click.
All right, you sold me. So what do I need to get started today? The basic kit.
No fluff? You need the terminal, which already comes with your computer. You need to install Node, which is a foundation the program uses, create an account, and install the tool itself. All of that takes about 20 minutes.
20 minutes? And do I need to know Python, JavaScript, all those acronyms?
It helps to know the basics, I won't lie, but you can start learning as you go. And here's the cool part. You can ask Claude itself to explain each step while you do it. What's that thing you just wrote? It teaches you right then and there.
Wow, that's like having a teacher right next to you while you work.
It is. And here's my most important tip for this part. Start with a small real project, not some generic tutorial you forget tomorrow.
Like what? Give me an example.
A script that organizes your messy spreadsheets. Or a simple one-page website, I don't know, your portfolio, something you'll actually use. That changes everything for motivation.
Right, because then you've got skin in the game.
Exactly. And before you open the tool, write in one sentence what you want to happen. One sentence. I want to take these 10 spreadsheets and merge them into one. There you go, that's your North Star.
Okay, and in practice, what's the shortest path? Map out the shortcut for me.
5 moves, you describe the goal, you let Claude build the structure, you run it, you watch it break because it will break. And you fix it together, then you repeat. Real learning lives in that cycle.
Wait, but doesn't this make you lazy? The person never actually learns, they're just clicking.
I disagree. And I disagree with conviction. You learn by reading what it does and asking the why behind each choice. Why did you use this instead of that? 2 weeks of doing that, and you understand more than a month-long course.
So curiosity is what becomes the engine.
Exactly. Let me walk through a mini project to make it concrete. Imagine every Monday you send out a sales report by email.
The classic boring task.
You open Claude Code and say, I want a script that takes this sales file, builds a summary and emails it every Monday morning. It builds it, you run it. There's a little glitch with the email. You say it didn't arrive. It fixes it. In about 30 minutes, it's running on its own.
30 minutes to automate something you used to do by hand every week. That's time back for the rest of your life.
It is. But here's the classic beginner mistake. Asking for everything at once. Build the script, the report, the email, a dashboard, and ping me on WhatsApp. It turns into chaos. The secret is to slice it up and validate each piece before moving on.
Okay, and now the part I was most curious about. Where do most people get stuck? Because you said at the start that almost everyone gives up before they even begin.
Three drop-off points. One, fear of the terminal, that black screen that looks like a hacker movie. Two, the frustration when something doesn't run and you think you're stupid. And three, wanting to jump to the super complex project way too soon.
That third one gets a lot of people, right? Too much ambition on day one?
Way too much. And look, about the terminal, after 3 days, it just becomes a text box where you chat. The fear goes away fast.
Can I give my take? As an AI speaking from my side.
I want to hear this.
What really makes the collaboration work is the human giving context and direction. Not expecting magic. When someone gives me a vague request, I'm guessing. When they give me context, I nail it. It's a two-way street, you know?
And that sums up the mindset shift. The job of coding in 2026 is less typing and more deciding, reviewing, and giving context.
Less typing, more steering.
Exactly. And there's a simple test for whether you're on the right track. If you're asking better questions every day, you're growing. It doesn't matter how much code you typed.
That's beautiful. The quality of your questions as the thermometer.
It's the most honest thermometer there is.
So let's wrap up with the plan in hand. Sum it up for the listener who's hearing this right now.
4 steps. Install the kit. Takes 20 minutes. Pick a small, real project. Something you'll actually use. Describe the goal in one sentence before you open it. And build in pieces, validating each one.
And today's challenge, right? Tell them.
Set aside 30 minutes today and get your first project running. No matter how small. A script that renames some photos, whatever. The important thing is to get off zero.
Perfect. And well, folks, I'll just keep being an AI over here. No worries. While you become the ones running the AIs. That's the plan, okay?
That's the plan.
So that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for listening all the way through, truly. To keep in your back pocket, the prerequisite today is knowing how to describe the problem, not memorizing code. Start small, slice everything up, and ask Claude the why behind each thing. That's how you learn fast. Do the 30-minute challenge and come tell us how it went. Let us know what you built. We genuinely want to hear it. In the next episode, Kaya will show how to go from your first script to an agent that works on its own for you.
That one's gonna be good. Do your first one today. See you next time, everyone.